San Francisco is a sensual city dedicated to the pleasures of the flesh. But we like our vices marinated in politics. Last century, having sex and taking drugs were acts of liberation. Doing it for the cause was reason enough to frack with our own and others' minds and bodies. Good times, even if, in the end, change tended to blow away in the wind. Today's sin of choice is gluttony. We search for the choicest local chemical-free bites to swallow, as if by so doing we'll create nirvana. And this time, maybe we will. The food movement marries ideology with economics in a way that could alter our ecological and social systems. By buying handmade products grown close to home with earth-friendly practices, we're creating enterprises that are more financially and environmentally sustainable than the dominant food industry. The locavore food economy is fueled by the Bay Area's substantial wealth and 20-something's willingness to spend every dime of their Zynga paycheck on slow-cooked organic eggs garnished with backyard spices tended by a rockstar chef. These gourmet pioneers drive costs down, increasing access for the less well-heeled. It's economics 101. Rising demand is steadily drawing in more suppliers, reducing prices. The irony is what's demanded today is what 40 acres and a mule farmers produced 100 years ago. Beef from cows slaughtered by farmers who know each of their animals' names. Homemade dishes based on slow food recipes handed down over generations. Today's concoctions are more improvised and cross-cultural, made possible by the civil rights liberation ushered in century last. But fundamentally, they're based on mom, today perhaps in the guise of a gay African-American, whipping up something delicious from stuff raised within a long walk of a well-loved kitchen. And that's the food movement's brilliance. It could reform our capital-intensive, labor-loathing, environmentally destructive food industrial complex into something much more friendly. It's at once radical and conservative, fighting one kind of progress, industrialization, with another, sophisticated, handcrafted production. We're lucky that eating what now tastes good to us is also great for our world. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.